So guess what? You got Millie. I'll drink to that. Well, the story is, I thought I would do a class lesson. Now, anybody that's new here or that's not in class, what I do is I do my best to get myself out of the way, and I do my best to contact somebody that's free of the body to give me a lesson. And that's what my classes are made up of. That's what they're made up of. So let me share one with you, okay? Where do I want to start? Okay. Let's look at the way of thinking any message you receive. You know, this thought pattern is based on, of course, the teachings of Jesus Christ. He said anything he did, we could do, and it's about time we were all trying to at least try to do what he did. He didn't say he was the end-all to end-all. He said, anything I do, you can do, only greater. And he said that he was going to leave, and which he did, and he said, but you'll have a companion. And he said, by the companion, I mean the Holy Spirit. What are you doing, Patrick?
Oh, I was getting water.
Just because I started talking?
Yeah, that was it. I just draw attention to myself. I do things like that.
It's very, very good, honey. You did good. Those Irishmen, you got to watch them. We have another Patrick here, but he doesn't claim to be Irish. Right, Patrick? You don't claim to be Irish. Oh, he claims a touch of Irish, but I told him they get everywhere.
No, I claim I'm touched.
Well, Patrick meet Patrick, all right? Patrick. But that's his girlfriend, so she'll leave her alone. Patrick, it's okay for you, Patrick. So anyhow, the angels free of the body are as live, if not more so, than we are in the body, and they surely do like to talk to us. And I don't care if I have a daughter living on the East Coast, I still like to talk to her. I can't just talk to her, I have to use a telephone. But when you're free of the body, you don't have a telephone. You talk through thoughts, through little pictures that you give people in their mind, and many, many ways that they talk to us. In this case, it's me just getting out of the way and letting them do the writing for me. Do remember this. We have to be so careful that you don't take our message that come through the fingers of Millie or any other message vessel as flawless. Why? Because we mess up. It's hard to stay completely out of the way. Do you know what I mean? I just do the best I can. But if we could always get the words given as the angels see it now, and this would mean or give the full explanation that things can change from moment to moment, because all of the human race on the earth are given free choice. Yeah, but it could be, you know, I know every morning they get up and the first thing they do is they go out and put a pot of coffee on. And then they get up and they don't get the pot of coffee. Who knows? Maybe they got upchuck and they have to go to the bathroom or something, whatever. And then people say, well, that was wrong. And they said they always got up and went and got coffee first thing in the morning. Well, that makes the angels wrong, or it makes the message bearer look like she was wrong or he was wrong, right? Does that make sense? Okay, we cannot take away the free choice. So if somebody always wanted to go get coffee and they decide not to that morning, oh, no, but it's going to make me look like I was wrong if you don't go get the coffee. Well, you can't take away that person's free choice, so they can omit the coffee if they want. And we can see that at the time you would feel the best choice would be to paint the barn red, for instance, but someone might not have enough red paint and have no more red available and would have to change to blue or pink, or would think how nice it would be to have a yellow barn, because we're all given free choice here on the earth plane. So the angels can give you a message, and then you change your mind. And that, again, makes the souls free of the body wrong, or the message bearer wrong. Now, this would make you then think that someone was wrong to paint yellow, or that we were wrong to said red. Can you get that picture? We'd be going and say, oh, no, you weren't supposed to paint it yellow. You were supposed to paint that red. The angel said you'd paint that red. You better get that red. It doesn't work that way. Does that make sense? Now, can you see why we want to allow our conversations to go direct to the source instead of a message given to others? They want to get rid of all mediums down here on the earth plane and come directly to each person and visit with you, each one with you. Got news, our little kids coming through will have no problem unless we trade them out of it. Yes, it takes quite a while to learn communication, but worth the effort, and it really doesn't cost as much as a four-year college degree would cost, and yet can go hand in hand with your daily walk. Whatever course you take in college can only be enhanced by your communication with people that love you, that's just down the road to eternity a little further than you are. They're just in the next room in the mansion of God. No paper to turn in, no grades to strive for. Now, there are message bearers on earth that take on the responsibility of stating that they are in direct contact and speaking direct words from us, and yet we cannot stop their choice of words. She's right here, and she said, stop holding your hands that way. I've quoted directly, haven't I? I better be sure I'm right, huh? And they will not tell you what to do. So right there is a good sign, isn't it? You should be careful of whatever else is being said. Now, when you are message bearing, it's real hard to think of every word that comes out of your mouth. You know, you're just so intense in here trying to get it out right that sometimes if you're being too careful, that's when you can make the biggest goof-ups. Have you ever noticed that in anything you're doing in life? Have you noticed that? Well, it's the same, is it? What'd you say, Mark? Sometimes, because we can't, you know, sometimes when you are being really intense and trying to get everything just right, that's when you're going to be most apt to mess up. That's what we always say to people out there, run it through your God self and accept only what feels right. Because anyone given a message from our platform up here knows that they're far from being a direct voice from the free side of life. And now you might get that from some psychic out there or some great person out there that charges you. If I charged you $1,000 for an hour, I'd be sure that you can get me something for you, wouldn't I? Huh? Yikes, I'd want you to come back really quick. For the next message, come back next week so I can tell you more. Well, it sounds funny, but you know there are those out there that charge exactly that much. They're selling the neighbor's horse because it's not their thoughts that they're selling. They're selling the thoughts from the angel kingdom. There should never, 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 never be a charge for a message coming from a medium who's working for God. Psychic out there, if anybody ever says, pay me or I can't tell you anything, you better run. Because it's going to be coming from them. Because they're going to have a good story to tell you, aren't they? If they've charged you. Donations are nothing wrong with that. That, according to Jesus Christ, there's nothing wrong with that. He says you go in if they offer you a bed or if they offer you a pair of shoes, whatever they, but you don't go in and say, I can't work for you unless you're going to give me a meal, or I can't work for you unless you're going to give me a bed to sleep in, shoes to wear, money. Doesn't work that way. So I want to put that in everybody's mind so you never body blame me for you going out to get a psychic reading from somebody. Okay, go directly to God for it. Okay, free choice again enters in. So again, your free choice never being taken away from you. Others suggest that they are so assured of their message that they defy any contradiction. I told you that. I told you that you were going to be rubbing your chin over there, Kathy. I told you. Didn't I tell you that? Well, one thing you never do if you're a true medium working for God, you never say, I told you so. Didn't I tell you last week that you'd be rubbing your chin tonight, Kathy? Yes, I did. Well, you did. Well, then you won't need us, the angels will say. From now on, you can do without us. Think about it. You do hear that sometimes. I told you should have gotten to a doctor. I told you. Well, if you say it, that's one thing. But don't blame it on the angels. Free choice again enters in. Others suggest that they're so assured of their message that they defy any contradiction. This is not correct either. But you know we are working through the person's personality and we need to use what we can as instruments. The type of personality is a great tool because they will step up to allow us to get our, this type personality is a great tool because they will step up to allow us to get our demonstration through. So they're thankful for mediums. Then there are those who make up the message, pointing to us as the source and we are not even standing near. I told you, the angel said, for you to marry me, not her. Wow, I got a lot of authority, huh, Patrick? Patrick, don't I? A lot of authority, and you better listen, because I got it from the angel kingdom, which is God's kingdom. So you better listen to me and get your arm away from that girl back there, sir. God said put your arm back. That's better. Can you see this? We're not puppets on a string down here, folks. We're not puppets on a string. We are God's kids all down here to make our choices to walk in love. God is love. To walk with a love vibration. With this person, all we can do, is to try to reach others to alert them to the fact that this message is not coming from us. So the angels hear somebody say, and I told you so. They try to get to that person to say, we didn't say that. But most people don't listen, so how can they even get there to straighten it out? Well, this person is dangerous to our mission because it makes a dark mark on this late of communication. Well, friends, we must close for now, but no, we are not complaining, just trying to explain our condition. They're not closing us off. They're just trying to explain their condition. Now, I guess if you wanted to pass a message through, supposing you wanted to tell Terry something over there, I would think, now, who can I pass that message through that it'll get to Terry correctly? Oh, my. Maybe Corrine. I'll bet she would do the best at getting that. She would try her best to get it through correctly. No, that won't work because Corrine's too busy with her children. Who can I get? The angels free of the body, they're like us. They would be doing the same thing, thinking, how can I get that message to Brian, for instance? How can I get that message? And how can we get Charlene to come in the door at the right time like this, you know? How can we get her through her work so that she'll get over here? Because we want to see her. But to sum it up means to pick up the truths and compact the speech, but there is much too much to sum up. There is no way. You can't put into words. It takes months and years and years and years of practice and thinking and trying to be alert to get to be a good medium. Takes a long, long time. Long time. Try to obtain a peaceful heart where only comforting thoughts reside. Try to have self-control where anger does not reign supreme. Try to love others before they have a chance to love you. Try to not wonder who loves you, but who do you love? How many walk about and say, I wonder who loves me? I don't feel anybody loves me. Who loves me? Who loves me? Instead of, who do you love? Who do you love? Trust God, but not to the point of idleness. Ask God each morning to show you the way to be used for good. Live with thankfulness in your heart. Try smiling to show joy, to brighten the day for others. There are some people you couldn't get them to smile unless you had a chicken with its head cut off and had it flopping around. I tell you, you cannot. It's amazing how some people are real hard to get them to smile. Spencer used to be that way. Now he laughs all the time. I'm not ever sure what he's laughing about. I think, we'll let Spencer tell us that a little later when he comes up here. Try smiling to show joy and to brighten the day for others. Recognize the many blessings that are so huge that you take them for granted, such as digesting your food. Is that amazing? How do you do that? How about walking? How about your hearing? How about seeing? Take it for granted, don't you? How about all these breathing air and putting it into our system and it goes exactly where it needs to go? Is that amazing? God's divine design? Listing all the small steps along the way to make digestion possible or seeing possible would take much too long. And remember, there's no time to let slip by. There is no time to waste on this earth. You're born and you're old. I can attest to that. Thankfulness to your ancestors, and to remember not to judge them on their acts of life, but wait to know their intention. Don't judge your ancestors. Just keep doing the best you can with your life. Because you don't know why they did some of the things they've done. Know that the only one you can forgive is yourself. You're the only one you can forgive. How about that? Oh, I forgive everybody. I forgive you. No, I forgive. I'm big. I forgive. I forgive everybody. The only one you can forgive is yourself. Because you can't judge anybody else because you're not walking in their shoes. So you might want to go ahead and forgive yourself for being foolish enough to try to judge somebody else. Huh? Well, think about it. You have no power to forgive others but to forgive yourself for judging their actions without knowing their background or their intention to having walked in their shoes so as to know all the circumstances. You don't know the circumstances of anybody else. Do you? Try not to complain of others' beliefs. Only to research and know what it is that you know to be true and to keep searching for more and more truth. Don't judge somebody else for what they think is right. You know, if they think that they have to say, I'll be on their knees whenever they talk to God, that's okay. If that's what they believe, and then if that's really what they believe, then they need to be doing it. It's not for us to say they're wrong. For me, I think God hears us all the time. Every thought we have. But I don't have a monopoly on truth. But I think you can test that out if you just give yourself a little time. Test it out. Think you got away with some of your thoughts? Test it out. You'll find out. Remember, the journey inward is a journey of undiscovered joys. Allow yourself to release from fear of death, because many who fear death become so frightened that they never really live life to the fullest. Yay, yay. You've done it many times before. You just can't remember. This is just one notch on the rope of life. Everyone will make that change into fear. It is pointless, and that understanding will release fear. Try to work toward more and more understanding so that you can release from the fear. Remember not to look for God, only look for the energy of God, with knowing that God is not off in some far-off land, but right within the flesh of each person, plant, animal, or wherever there's life. God is. Not somebody sitting out on the cloud watching whether you cleaned your toenails this morning or not. He doesn't care. What do you think? Well, God is life. God is love. And in order to live life to the fullest, there must be expansion of God. If you want to live life to the fullest, then give out a lot of love. And the bucket never runs dry. Because the more you give, the more you receive. I am so thankful for our spiritual family. Yes, you have your bloodline family. But Jay Lorraine and I were talking today and just saying how thankful we are for our spiritual family. Not religious. Spiritual family. You know, it's such a blessing, and it's such a feeling of security, because there's so many little pockets of love. If I get in trouble, I could call on. You're all pockets of love. You know that, right? Carrie shaking her head. I could call on Carrie. She'd find a way to get to me, wouldn't you, if I needed to. Is that grand? I want that for everybody in the world. I want everybody to have that feeling that no matter where they are, they can call on God and some little pocket of God will run in and help with whatever it is. Well, I didn't write this, but let me read it anyway, because I think it's kind of nice, and I think it paints a good picture for all of us. A young man is training for the ministry was asked, what are you now doing to make the world better? He replied, oh, I'm a student. Well, continued the questioner, when you light a candle, do you light it to make the candle more comfortable or that you may give light? To give light was the answer. The inquirer then asked, do you expect it to give light after it's half burned or when you first light it? He replied, as soon as I light it. Very well, was the reply. Go and do likewise. Begin at once. Your life is a burning candle. Don't let it burn up in vain. Start shining now. Start living now. Start enjoying life now. Start reaching for your goals now. And the only goal of your soul is to become extremely love-filled. Procrastination is the art of letting today vainly become yesterday. It is not one of the finer arts. By and by never becomes well done. We can spend a lifetime just waiting for a better day. Every day is the best day of the year. More people fail not doing for doing nothing than for doing wrong. How about that? Go ahead and delay if you wish, but time will not tarry. At this very moment, the candle's burning. Tomorrow will be a little less. Ay, ay, ay. I tell you, I still have to pinch myself that I'm less than a month, I'll be 81. Oh, where did it go to? Where did it go to? Who was that? You back there whistling? No more back rubs for him, honey. Wow.